So lishmi, why doesn't Ravina answer like this? Rabbi Yosef Glili, Rabbanan. Why don't you say the Chazal Mitzakas Tira? That according to Rabbi Yosef Glili, Mechayim is called Momem by them. Even by a Bechor, the Kohen should be able to make Kaddish Nisha with it. And after it says no, he can't, goes according to the Rabbanan. Like what forced him to say a song about Bechutz Loretz? Why doesn't he answer better? We're talking about a Machlokes, whether Rabbi Yosef Glili or the Rabbanan. All right.
The learning of this tape should be Ilu Nishmas, Rabbi Victor, then Rabbi Chaim Avrom, Olav Shalom.
Like, why didn't Ravina answer about Akasha? So it's a riot to say that even according to Rabbi Yosef Glili, Mechayim, it's not called real Mamam Bailim. Samara says no. Omula, he answered back. Matnas Kahuna Kamrit, he asked me a question from a Bechor, which a Bechor was called Matnas Kahuna. I tell you, Shani Matnas Kahuna, Tichi Kazochli, Meshuchan Gavay Kazochli. That even Rabbi Yosef Glili admits that by a korban bechor, which is a type of a korban that the kohen receives the b'toros matana, there's a chiv upon every Yisrael, your bechor, your firstborn of the animal, you have to give it to the kohen. That's one of the matnas kuna. So by the matnas kuna, even it's mechayim, they're considered mishuchan gevoy kazochli. Therefore, it's not called mamam bailim as long as it's fit to be hakrova. When did Rabbi Yosef Glili stash in the pasuk of Mol Amor Bashem? That's the chichesh b'misoi. There's a pasha shvuas hapikodim. That's, let's say, by other type of kochim kalim, by a korban shlomim. That a korban shlomim is not a matnas kuna. A korban shlomim, Reuven is makdish his own animal to be a korban shlomim. Now, when it's alive and he still owns it, if he gives it for somebody for pikodim and the shemus wears false, there's a pasha shem of shvuas hapikodim. But here that we're talking about by a bechor, which a korban bechor is a matonah to the kohen, by matnas kuna, here is different. Here, Rabbi Yosef Glili would admit that we consider it to be mamin. It's not mamin bailim. If it's in Eretz Yisrael, where it's fit for akrova, with the chiyuv to makrovit, since it's considered from the matnas kuna. So for sure we would say, mishulchan gavaya kazochoy. Therefore, we had an answer by bechor. The only terrace there is that there's a difference whether the bechor is in Eretz Yisrael or whether the bechor is in Chutz Loretz. And the Chutz Loretz, since you do not have a chiyuv to bring your Eretz Yisrael, therefore we say it's called Mamam Bailim. Now the Gemara says, Gufa, what we learned before, we dash in the Pasuk, Umo'al Amor Bashem, L'Rabbis Kotchem Kalim Shem Amoynoi, Tiber Rabbi Yosef Glili, that according to Shlomim is called Yom Mamam. So Gemara says that Benazayim and Benazay says, L'Rabbis Es HaShlomim. It comes to include according to Shlomim, that according to Shlomim, here we say the owner, he owns it, it's his. And if he gives it for Pekodin for somebody, and the guy swears false, there's a Pasha Shruas at Pekodin. Abi Yaisi ben Distoy Yainer, he says like this, that Layama ben Azai Ella ben Bechor Bovad. Ben Azai only said it by a Bechor, that's all. So we'll soon explain what he means to say. Omamar, what did we just say? That Ben Azai Yama ben Azai comes to explain Rabbi Yosef Glili, and he says, L'Rabbis Es HaShlomim. He comes to include a Korban Shlomim, that's a Kochim Kalim, that's called Mamam Bailim. So Mora says, Lamute Mai, what do you mean to exclude? So Elaim, if you want to tell me Lamute Bechor, you want to exclude a Bechor is not called Mamam Bailim, it does not belong to the Kohen. The question is, why not? Hashta, Omar Shlomim, She'tunim Simicha. Unisochim, Utanufas Chazo Vishoik, or Mata Mamam Bailim Hu, Madduch by Korban Shlomim. That first of all is a chiyuv for the owner to make a smicha. He has to put his hand on top of the head of the animal. Unisochim, you have to bring a mincha with it and yayin with it. Nisochim. Utanufas Chazo Vishoik, there's a mitzvah to lift up the this part of the animal, the Chazoik and the Shoik. Still a mat, you tell me what Mamam Bailim Hu that calls man it's alive. It's still called Mamam Bailim. Is so Bechor, a regular Korban Bechor. Mi boy, that doesn't have all these things. The Bechor doesn't have Samicha, doesn't have Tanufa. It doesn't have Nesachim to it. So for sure it should be called Mamam Bailim. So what is the Ben Azai saying? Elon rather, Omer Rabbi Yechon Virchon said like this. It means Lemute Meiser. By saying Shlomim, it means to say that Meiser Behema. When you have the your newborn of the animals, you have to count 1, 2, 3, 4, till 10. And the 10th one, that you make a korban, Maisa Behema. If you made it into Maisa Behema, that is not considered Mamam Bailim. That means to say, the owner cannot sell it. And Kedatanya, like we learned, Bechor, by korban, Bechor, remember the Pasuk says, Loiti Poda. True, you can't be poder it. You can't get the Kedusha off of Bechor. But Venimkar, Tam, Chai, Ubal, Mum, Chai, Veshochet. But the kohen is allowed to sell his bechor to another to anybody when it's alive,
Or if it's a Bamum, we can even sell when it's Shochet. That's the loch of a Bechor. But the Maisa, by Korban, Maisa Behema, Nema, the Pasuk says, Lo Yigoel. The Pasuk says, Lo Yigoel. True, you can't be part of it either. But here we dash in Vienna Nimkor. You're not allowed to sell a Maisa Behema either. Rashi brings down, because we learn that Lo Yigoel, that it says in the Pasha of Haramim, and just like by Haram there, it says, Lo Yigoel, Velo Yimocher. So the same thing here also, by Maisa Behema, you can't even sell it. So therefore, Vienna Nimkor, Lo Yichai, Velo Yishochut, it can't be sold, not if it's alive, not if it's geshochten, not a tam, not a bamum, that's a gzeiras hakosev. So therefore, as I come to teach us, that ma'aseh behemah is not called your mamum, you don't have a right to sell it. So that the Rabbi Yosef really dashes the pasuk, mola b'ashem l'rabo yiskotchem kalim, it means though, the Benazi is saying us something like shlomim, and lafuke not ma'aseh behemah. So Mar says now, Ravina Masnu La Sefer. Ravina explained this on the Sefer of the Braisa. What did Sefer say? That Rabbi Yosi ben Bustoy Yomer, Loyoma ben Azai Ela Bevechor Bovad. That ben Azai, that he said what? That Kotchim Kalim is called Mamam Bailim, he only said it by a Bechor. That's all, only by a Bechor is called Mamam Bailim. So Mar says now, Lamute Mai, what do you mean to say only Bechor? What are you excluding? If you want to tell me Lamute Shlomim, that a Korban Shlomim, even though it's Kotchim Kalam Mechaim, it's not called Mamam Bailim, the question is why not? Hashto Ma Bechor, Sheikh Kiddush Merechim, Memoinahu, Mavich Korban Bechor, that the Kedusha is automatically by itself. As soon as the animal, the Bechor, is born, right away it has Kedusha, the Bailim has to give it to a Kohen for Korban. Still, you're telling me now when the Kohen gets it, it's called his Mamin, if so, Shlomim Iboi? A Korban Shlomim that was not born with Kedusha. Because later on you have to give it his Kedusha. So for sure, the owner owns it. So how could you say Benazai is saying that only a Bechor and not Korban Shlomim? So therefore the Gemara answers, Amr Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Yechon, it says the same shot that we said before, Lemute Meister. It means to exclude a Meister Behema, that is not called Mamam Bailim. And Kiratanya, like we learned, the Bechor by the Pasha, Bechor Nebba, the Pasuk says, Loi Tipoda. You cannot be Poderit. You can never take the Kedusha off a Bechor. But for Nimkor, you're allowed to sell it. It's called Mamam Bailim. You can sell it. The Kohen can sell it. Tam Chayiv, it's a Behemoth's Tam. You can sell it when it's alive. Ul Baal Mum, if the Bechor became a Baal Mum already, Chayiv is Shochet. You can sell it whether it's alive or whether it's Geshochten already. The Kohen can sell it. But for Maise, Mashenke, the Maise Behemoth, Nema, the Pasuk says, Lo Yigoel. And we dash in again, we learn that from Charomim, which means to say, Lo Yimocher also. And therefore, the Lacha here is, by Maise Behemoth, Vieno Nimkor. The owner is not allowed to sell it. Loi chai now when it's alive, loi shochen as geshochten. Bein tam, bein balmum. So that's what the Benazai meant to say. That only a Bechor has a din of Mamam Bailim, and Lafuke Maise Behemoth does not have it. So Mar asks the question of what doesn't fit into his Lashon. Ho be Bechor, bilavad komer. Benazai's Lashon was only by Bechor is it called Mamam Bailim. And the way he's saying now, he doesn't mean only Bechor. He agrees Korban Shlomim also. He only means to exclude Maise Behemoth. Gemara says, true kasha, this is the kasha. His lashon is not mashma like this, but that's what you have to say he means. Rav Omer Rava says, my nechosim shein behemila, like Rava comes to answer the Mishnah again. Our Mishnah again says, nechosim shein behemila. So far we made a deal to say it's mashma, as long as there's no isamila on the korban, then there would be a din mazik. It's not sure where Yehu. So he had to say, our Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Yosef Lili, that Kotchim Kalim is called Mamam Bailim. Rabbi says, no. Rabbi Oma, my Nechosim Shem Behemila. You know what our Mishnah means when it says Nechosim Yevchiv Mazik. Is the Nechosim do not have an Istamila on it? He meant to say Nechosim Shem Behemadin Mila. Means to say Nechosim that has no Shachas to Mila at all. Oh, my Niyu, what does that mean to Hedjit? True. It only means if my Shor does damage to a Shor shall Hedjit. But if that shor belongs to Hegdish, it's a korban, even though it's a korban shlomim, hinechnam yitakapoto, because it's not called shor yeyu. That's the way Rebbe learns pshat na Mishnah. For the Gemara of Sol, according to Rebbe, the listener of the Hegit, why does na Mishnah say clearly that only if you mazik a shor shall Hegit, a private shor, not a shor shall Hegdish, kasha? According to Rebbe, that's also a little bit kasha. Why does the Mishnah only say the Loshin? Nechosim shein behem mila. It should have said straight out, Nechosim shel hedjit. Omer Rababa, Rababa says like this now. Shlomim sheheziku, Shlomim that does damage, Chur is going to call Rabbi Yosef Aglili, that Yol is called Mamon Bailim. So if a shore shall shlomin, so the owner owns the shore, if your shore does damage now, the lochur is goyva mibsoron. When the mazik does damage, and let's say it's a tam, that the lochur is a tam only pays chatzin nezik migufay, from the goof of the shore, so the nezik could only collect mibsoron from the meat of the shore. The ainah goyva memurayim, but it cannot collect from the emurim, from the fats. Since that goes legvoy, that's supposed to be burnt on the mizbeach, therefore the nizik cannot receive tashlumim from the imurim. And this the Gemara says, pshita, of course you can't receive it. But what do you have to tell me this for? Pshita, imurim legvoy asalki. Imurim, look, it's a korban. And there's a chiyuv to burn it on the mizbeach. So it goes to Hashem, so for sure the nizik cannot take it. The Gemara says, lo tzuricha, the chiddush is like this. Legoyva mibsorom keneged imurim. Question is like this, can I receive from the other half of the meat of the animal, can I give the emurim? In other words, we're saying now this shlomim did damage. Let's say this shlomim was worth $200, and it did damage to another shore worth $200. So therefore you only pay chatzin nezik migufay, you can only get $100 worth of the shore. Now $100 means you have to split the animal in half. Half of the animal means it's meat and it's fat. So you only have a right to collect from half, means both together, it's meat and it's fat. So now the meat, let's say, is worth $75 of the half, and the meat, fat is worth the other $25. Now in this half, the $25 worth of fat, you cannot keep your nizik, because that goes with voya. So I would have thought to say, though, okay, you can't get it from the fat of this side, but take $25 of the meat of the other side of the animal. That's the chiddush, no. You can't get the $25 from the other side of the animal, the meat. You only get 50% of the animal, which is made up from meat and fat, and you can only keep the meat, not the fat. That's what Rababa means to say. So Mar says now, Aliba the man, according to who is he saying this chiddush? Really, they should be told in the Machlokes. Aliba the Rabbanan, if you're going according to the Rabbanan, Shita, Pshita, of course. But Amri, the Rabbanan say, Ki lekum ishtalu mehai, and the case we'll soon see by a shor was thrown into a boar, and the case you can't collect your money from the Baal HaShor, Lo mishtalamna mehai, you still have no right to collect from the other one, from the Baal HaBor. So according to the Rabbanan, Pshita, where you can't collect where you're supposed to, you have no right to go to another place. Here also, since you can't collect more than $75 worth of the meat, you can't get the other $25 worth of the fat, you have no right to go to the other side of the animal to take $25 worth of the meat. So according to the Rabbanan, it's pshita. Vi aliba the Reb Nosson, if you want to tell me the chiddush goes according to Rabbi Nosson, why? Ho'omer Reb Nosson Taka says, ki leka lishtaluma mehai, in a case where you cannot collect from one person, mishtale mehai, you taka have a right to go to the other person. And Rashi explains this is a Gemara later in Shor Shenogeh Chesaporah. The case there is Gabi Shor Shedochav Es Chaveiro Labor. Let's say a shore pushed another shore into a bor, and the shore that pushed him was a tam. Let's say it doesn't make a difference whether the tam was a muik. The law is like this: the Baha shore that pushed the shore into the bor only has to pay 50% of the hezik. Because the Baal HaShor has a right to say, listen, my shore didn't do the whole damage. He pushed your shore into the boar. But the boar did damage to it also. So I'll only pay you 50%. And the other 50% you have to go to the Baal HaBor. So the Rabbanan say nothing doing. That the Baal HaBor doesn't have to pay you a penny. The Baal HaBor has a right to say, my boar did not do the damage. Your shore pushed it in. So therefore the Nizik now could only collect 50% from the Baal HaShor. Rabbi Nosson says no. True, the Baal HaShor only has to pay 50%. However, Lamaisa though, the Baal HaBor has to pay the rest. Since the Nizik can't collect from the Baal HaShor, the rest of the money he collects from the Baal HaBor. So you see, where he can't collect from one, he collects from the other one. So then, according to Rav Nosson, why is Allah here if you can't collect from the meat? You don't get the other side of the meat. Why not? Why don't they say, listen, this one time that did damage, collect from the other side of the meat, the other $25? So why, according to Rav Nosson, can't you get the other $25, the worth of the fat, the emurim, from the other side of the animal? So more stuff like this. Iboy yisayim if you want, Rabbonin, there's a chiddush even according to the Rabbonin Shita, and Iboy yisayim if you want, I'll tell you, or Rabbi Nosson. We understand why it goes good according to Rav Nosson also. So it's like this. Iboy yisayim, Rabbonin, if you want to say this goes according to Rabbonin, I'll tell you, the chiddush is like this. Hani mili betray goofy. When did the Rabbanan say if you can't collect the money from the Baal HaShor, still you can't collect from the Baal HaBor? That's from the two different people. Abu Bechad Gufa Motzi Yomalei. But maybe like here, it's one animal that did damage. Mikol hecha debina mishtalimna. Wherever I have a right to collect my money, let me collect my money. Like here, it's one carbon shlom that did damage to my animal. And true was a tam. And true, I can only collect 50% from the animal itself. But so what? Maybe even according to the Rabbanan, I would have thought to say, true, here for the animal, the meat is 75 and the fat is 25. But here, since I can't get that fat, maybe I should have a right to take 25% of the other part of the meat, because there's one animal that did the damage. So it's a chiddush here, no. Still the Rabbanan say here, no. You only have a right to take a tam, chatzi nezek, half of the animal. So you only have a right to get half of the animal. That part has some imurim with it. So it's your tough, you can't collect from the other side. Therefore, here it's a chiddush, even according to the Rabbanan. And the boy is saying, if you want, I'll tell you, Rabbi Nosson. This halacha even goes good according to Rabbi Nosson. Rabbi Nosson says that when the Bala Shor doesn't pay, as much as he doesn't pay, then Nizek has a right to collect it from the Bala Bor. So you see, when you claim collect from one, you have a right to be mashlamit from the other one. I'll tell you, there's a big difference. Over there, the Nizek says to the Bala Bor, you should know, I found my shor in your bor, so therefore your bor did damage to me, therefore you have to pay me. That's from Nosson Svara, that the Baal HaShor, true, his animal did damage also. He pays 50% because he says he has a shutaf. He has the Baal HaBor also, the bor that did it also. So here Rav Nosson says, when the Baal HaShor doesn't only pay 50, the other 50% you have, the Nizek has a right to collect it from the Baal HaBor, because he has a good complaint against the Baal HaBor. Listen, my shor was found in your bor. So therefore he has a right to say, Madalesli Lishtalumei Mehech, whatever I cannot collect from the Baal HaShor, because he won't pay more than 50%, even if it's a murid, because it says he has a shutif that did the damage. And so, Mishtalim Neminoch, therefore the Nizek says, I'm going to go and collect my other 50% from you, the Baal HaBor. That's from Nosson Svara.